He was really speaking tongue-in-cheek. He was really politicking. He is busy vote-buying. He is really not speaking the mind of ZANU-PF, but he is a man desperate to win the next election for ZANU-PF, and so he was trying to, speaking to the gallery. That's all. That's not the ZANU-PF position. The ZANU-PF position was articulated by Didmus Mutasa, who literally said the heroes are only those who fought in the liberation struggle and remained loyal to ZANU-PF until their death. You know, that's the position. And Robert Mpofu is going to the gallery. He is busy vote buying.
Now, how is ZANU-PF going to react to his remarks?
They are going to ignore his remarks. They are not going to take any action against him, just like they are going to ignore the governor for Matabele and North's remarks. Madam Masuku said those who say Adamski is not a hero need their heads examined. ZANU-PF is going to ignore those comments again because they can't afford to rock the boat. It's rocking already too severely. They will not be able to discipline these people who are speaking against the party or contrary to the party position because it will just be too severe, you know, and too disruptive for the party itself.